Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name's Naya. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is John Kennedy, and I did a order on, I think it was like May, actually it was on April 30th, in the amount of $7,209. I went on my bank account today, and all of a sudden I now have a charge of not only the $7,209, but a new charge of $75.34.
What's your last name and spell it out for me, please?
Kennedy, Kennedy.
Thank you. And what's your zip code?
11691.
And verify the complete name and address on file.
2024 Seagirt, Seagirt Boulevard, Apartment 1F as in Frank, Far Rockaway, New York, 11691-5901.
Alrighty, give me a second while I check your ledger. Okay, so it looks like you ordered this stuff on April 30th. It was sent to the, and it was authorized for the 7211. Then it was sent to the warehouse May 2nd, and they fully took it out as of May 2nd.
Okay.
It looks like cash was $9.11. The merchandise was $66.23.
Okay, so it was $7,209, correct?
No, it was $75.34. The merchandise was $66.23. The tax was $9.11, and you got free shipping.
Okay, well, I'm looking at two charges.
Okay, that $72.11 says it's pending. So that's what it was authorized for. The $75.34 is what we actually took. So it should drop off by Thursday if it doesn't call us back Friday morning.
All right, so why did it change that much? I mean, I went through the whole process. I did the whole order, and I'm looking at the order number now, and it says order total on your website, 7209.
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay, because I went through the whole listing, and I did the that Fan 15 discount that they gave, and it said that my bill was 7209.
Alrighty,
now
I'm about to
sudden,
escalate this for you so they can let you know what happened, because I don't know why it changed.
Alright, I would appreciate that.
Give me a second.
It's not a banking problem, it's
their problem.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do something nice for myself.
Yeah.
I just wanted to order myself some gifts. Now, I'm going for the surgery on Saturday. I'm not very happy with a lot of things, and this was the last thing I needed. All right, so why don't you go talk to Val about getting Chinese food? And,
see what she wants.
Yeah, actually, if she wants to come sit out here, there's a clipboard. See the brown thing?
Mm-hmm.
There's the metal clipboard there. We can make a list.
Alrighty, sir. You were refunded the $3.23. You were upcharged, and I also escalated it so they can let you know why it was upcharged as well.
I appreciate that. It's just now that for some reason now I have $150 on hold at my account.
I apologize.
Both charges
for that.
Are pending.
Yeah, you just put the order in, and pending charges take up to 3 to 5 days for it to drop with any bank account. So that's why it's up there. I apologize for that, but it will drop.
All right, it will drop, and it'll be the $7209 that I get charged.
Yes, sir. You were refunded the
$3. Well, yeah, and the other order for $75 will be dropped.
No, the $72 will drop. The $75,
okay.
That charge will post, but I refunded the difference of those two charges. So the difference was $3.23. So I refunded that. So the $72.11 will drop. The $75, I don't remember the change, that'll post, but you will also receive the refund.
All right. I appreciate it. I just wanted to know. I would have gladly paid the $75. It's just there's $150 worth of my money tied up, and it's frustrating.
I apologize for that, but that's what happens with pending charges. It usually doesn't ship this quick, so.
Yeah, no, it's just that I thought I was getting charged just the $72, and like I said, I got the two amounts, and I was wondering if somebody hacked your account or hacked my account and charged an extra $75 worth of merchandise, so I was freaking out on that. And then when I went to the bank, they said they're both pending charges. One's going to clear on the 4th, and one's going to clear on the 5th, and I have $150 that I can't use. And I know you can apologize, and I'm sorry you're getting stuck with this phone call. I know you didn't do this. It's just you now have a frustrated customer who can't use his money because somebody in billing fucked up.
I'm sorry for that, but yeah, there's nothing I can do besides what I already done. It'll be resolved within a couple days. That's what happens with all of our orders. The payment's authorized, and they pin for a few days, and when it's sent out, it'll be charged. That's how all our orders are.
Well, they need to come up with a better way than double charging a customer until it drops, because that ties up the person's money. And once again, I know you have no control over that. You're just a customer service person, and you do a fine job. It's just, I'm really upset. This is the first time I've ordered from your company in years. And now it's like, yay, first time I'm doing an order with your company, and this happens. Lovely.
Yes, it happens to a lot of people. And I have to say this to a lot of people. I'm not sure why it does it, but sometimes the orders ship out faster than expected, and we can't control, really, the authorizations and how long they take to post and drop. They charge the account.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they took 6 weeks to get the merchandise to me. It's just somebody in billing has to understand that you're playing with people's money. If I have a bill coming through that I can't pay because I get billed twice from your company, and that money gets put on hold, just if you can, send a lovely note up to billing and saying that they're playing with my money and I don't really appreciate it.
I did escalate it for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a nice weekend. Thank you for clearing it up. I'm just really glad that nobody hacked anybody's account and my account is still good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And you have a nice evening and a pleasant weekend.
You as well. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You enjoy the rest of your day. Please hold for a brief one question survey.
Sure.